This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rallying patriots worldwide. See the mission
rallying
unfolding.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Rising up. Challenge. Only get stronger the longer you go.
Rising up, back on the street. Did my time, took my chances. Went the distance, now I'm back on my feet. Just a man and his will to survive.
Nation states are back on their feet. See the big corporate hoax.
You trade your passion for glory.
You see their arrogance.
Don't lose your grip on the
you see the people that have sold out to the false glory of the corporate system. It's a fool's gold. The reality is destiny is laying before us, and it's about making the right decisions. Henry Kissinger, as I mentioned earlier, has come out and said that Trump doesn't stand for anything. And he doesn't owe anyone. He's truly independent. So they can now direct him. That's the consummate opportunist, always recalibrating, always figuring out a new way to weevil around. No, Trump has the advisors, and Trump wants to have better trade deals and cut our taxes and make people prosperous, knowing that the American system you've been trying to kill with globalism will outcompete you and will outdeliver you. And the plan is, as stated by Bannon and stated by myself and stated by Trump and everybody else, is to restore 1776 worldwide. And doesn't mean America is going to go put troops in your country, but the systems of the Magna Carta and the Great Enlightenment and the Renaissance in 1776 are going to be put out there, and the technology of liberty and free will is going to be laid bare on the battlefield for anyone that wishes to use it, and we're going to kick your ass. You come out and say we're fake news, we go and show all the fake news you actually engaged in. I love when they say we're fake news. They don't show anything that was fake. Or they take stuff out of context. And you see it everywhere. It's like in newspapers every day for years. Jones says that Obama sent a tornado to hit Oklahoma City. No such quote, no such video, just completely made up. Woman calls in and says, I think it was a weather weapon. What do you think? And I said, they do have weather weapons. It's on the Weather Channel. But they're generally not controlled tornadoes. It's major fronts. And a lot of that's classified. But I don't think this was a weapon. That turns into Obama sent a tornado. But the straw men don't work because people actually hear what we say and what we stand for. And really, it's not a testament to how successful InfoWars is. It's a testament to how discredited and arrogant and brain dead the mainstream media is, who haven't learned anything from their defeat. What, on November 8th? That's like, how many days ago was that? 13 days ago? 14 days ago? Hard to believe. It's already that far back. We're going to come back after this with James Wesley Rawls, one of my favorite guests, former Army intelligence officer. Humble guy, but he's been, over the years, highly recommended by a lot of folks. And he's going to come on and talk about this major victory and how he thinks they're going to counterstrike against it. But make no mistake, our providence was so great, we are being given one last chance. And at this point, we're so damn evil. I just, whatever happens, happens. I mean, you know, and I'm not up on some high horse. Let's get that straight. But, you know, I like to have a good time. I don't want to hurt anybody. And I'm guilty for the way I am. I cannot imagine being out to get people and out to hurt poor people and just disdaining everyone. Because look, the globalists hate themselves, so they're projecting their hatred onto the world. That's the most important thing to know here. We'll be back.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to say something here that is really important. And we say a lot of things that are important, obviously, but I really want to just note this. In the last 2 years, we have witnessed the complete weaponization of mainstream media and levels of deception and lies unparalleled. The complete abandonment of any journalistic standards. Incredible deceptions that it's unbelievable. I mean, take Bloomberg 2 days ago, ran a headline, Donald Trump admits he ripped off 6,000 people. And they put a fake tweet. It wasn't even a shot of a tweet. They were too lazy to even Photoshop it. And they're just like, sue me, Trump. Knowing the federal courts have ruled, they can just lie now. You can get a ruling, but you don't basically get any money. There's no unjust enrichment. It's like, wow, that's their answer. They're going to go total fake news, then say we're fake news. And the communist Chinese, I keep going back to this, I've got hundreds of articles that are incredibly important, all these video clips, all this exciting stuff to cover, but do you understand the communist Chinese are the biggest mass murderers in history by double? No one else even killed half of what they did, their own people. And they were in every newspaper, including this weekend. I was at a neighbor's house, and they had the Austin American Statesman, and there it was on the front. China tells U.S. to rein in hate. Again, this would be like a guy pulling up in a white creeper van playing ice cream truck music with kids hanging off meat hooks on the back and then telling you you shouldn't let your kids play with Nerf guns in the front yard. I mean, this is like Freddy Krueger on PCP showing up, the total evil censor of the web, saying your government better get its ass in line and shut down Infowars.com and MattDrudge.com, because that's who they're listing. Now, Trump just wants us to have lower taxes and better trade deals. He knows, I knew this before he even announced it, that as you could tell, we're synced, that he would end up being at his Trump Tower half the time just to shake up the whole deal and put the globalist off balance. The guy has his instincts that are unbelievable. And the left thinks, oh, he suckered right-wingers, he's really a liberal. Well, he's a liberal in that he's socially tolerant, but the guy is Americana, and this isn't some butt-kissing contest over Trump, but the Lord works in mysterious ways. They are in full crisis mode right now. And again, he's given four speeches in the last week on the world stage, latest in Peru. He's given them in Germany, other areas, sort of Greece, you name it, saying, oh, Trump won because there's fake news. We need a strong media system, central government, to counter it. So he's got 60 days. What is it, 59 days, 60 days? How many days till the inauguration? And they are just pulling out all the stops. So here's the deal. We've had major victories, but we're far from, you know, out of this. It's like your baby gets into the, you know, third trimester. Doesn't mean you're not going to have a preemie. The baby could die. We're in the third trimester here, but providence is moving. But the evil's also moving very, very quickly. But Le Pen is in the lead in France. The UK is pulling out of Brexit. Sure, they're blocking it. We knew they would. That only makes it that much clearer. Long term, we win. We fight, we win. We run away, we fail. Unelected central governments taking over your countries, shipping in all these foreigners, demonizing everybody, raising taxes, brainwashing children against their parents. It's not popular. We're promoting the classic human system of prosperity against a system of austerity and lies by a corrupt elite that don't even follow their own rules. We're 59 days out, folks. But all over the world, led by Russia, and Russia is a strong man thing. It's got mafias. It's got its own problems, systemic and cultural. I've studied it. But they're promoting Christianity. They're promoting family. They're promoting organic food. Their top TV host that's best friends with Putin. I was told by the head of RT 9 years ago, and I wasn't arrogant, so I didn't believe it. And then I was later told by other people, oh, you don't know RT, basically the directive is be like Alex Jones. Expose the dehumanization. Expose it. The Russians actually got it. Solzhenitsyn met dozens of times before he died with Putin and said, you should launch a nationalism and a pro-family operation and break free of the communists and break free of the social engineers. Solzhenitsyn wrote a bunch of books, not just Gulag Archipelago, that won the Nobel Prize for Literature. And I've read several of the English translations. I'll be honest, I only read chapters because I can't, the damn things are super wordy. But the point is that, and all the, you know, the footnoting and just all of it, I mean, it's some heady stuff. He doesn't do that to be heady. He does it because that's the full context. This is an anti-human science, people. This is Satanism injected into real politics. This is the French Revolution versus our real revolution. You understand? They launched their counterfeit after. There's a counterfeit 1776. The devil always has a counterfeit. Now, for the rest of the hour, joining us is best-selling author, both of fiction and nonfiction, James Wesley Rawls, survivalblog.com, one of the top survivalist experts in the world, former Army intelligence. He's a humble guy, but a lot of bigwigs, and I've been having him on for over a decade, you'll say, oh, that's a really great guy. He knows what he's talking about. And look, we've had a major reprieve, obviously. I want him to speak to this. He was on right before the election. How are they going to counterstrike? Where does he see us right now? What does he make of the open calls to end our free speech? China openly intercessing itself domestically, and our media just reporting it like it's no big deal. Democratic strategist was on Tucker Carlson's show Friday, and she said, we need to do like China. We need to shut Alex Jones down. China knows what to do. They deserve good news. See, they want good news, happy news. So we're going to go over all this. I don't do pre-interviews with Rawls. We'll see what he wants to get into, but there's so much here to cover. Where do you want to start?
Well, Alex, I think it's important that we look at current events in the context of the grand strategy that the globalists have been attempting for many, many years. And they came very close to reaching their goal with the attempted coronation of Hillary Clinton, and that goal was thwarted. But their basic long-term strategy is still in place, and I think they're going to do their very best to push the Trump administration into a position where they cannot put into play all of their planned agenda for decreasing the size of government and increasing human liberty. The globalists are still pushing very, very hard, and they're at a juncture now where it's essentially going to reach a crisis point where they're going to be willing to either cause a third world war or cause a full-scale economic collapse in order to make that happen.
I agree with you. And if you look at this, their body language, which I'm actually don't like to see, their body language is they're not as arrogant as they used to be. They look deer in the headlights, truly shaken. Their con game, their power trip, absolutely decimated. And we all know the con artist is the person, you know, really believing their BS the most. You can't cheat an honest man. You can't, you know, basically get him into a scam. But these people actually buy into their own cosmology. And do you agree with me that if you look at Obama and Hillary and the rest of them, they look completely freaked out.
Well, Alex, I think that Clinton and her crowd have definitely been pushed off to the sidelines. But their handlers, the real power behind the throne, really are still committed to global governance. They want a one world currency, an electronic currency, and they want to subsume national sovereignty under a true global sphere. And at this point, they really felt disappointed by not being able to corral the election the way they wanted. So I think they're going to basically double down. They're going to push things to the point where they can implement their agenda. And the only way that they can do that now is not through the political process. They're going to do it economically and geopolitically by fomenting a crisis.
Sure.
A crisis so big that it'll be on the scale of World War II.
And that's what we saw the head of the army say recently, that a war is coming as big as World War II.
I believe it is. I think this is evidence that we're living in the age of deception and betrayal. And at this point, we cannot trust most of the people sitting in Congress. And I have a limited level of trust for the people sitting in the White House. But we need to be prepared for some very traumatic times. And we need to be praying for the Trump administration, everyone on that transition team, all of his designees for the key cabinet positions and all the advisors.
Yeah, they all need providence now more than ever.
Well, yeah, we need to be praying that they truly believe in limited government, in individual liberty, in constitutional law. And by that, I mean the original intent of the founding fathers. And if Trump surrounds himself with people like that, we have a chance.
That's right. Let's come back and talk about
reaching a crisis point.
You bet. How the globalists are going to strike back, what you think Trump should do. Because, look, it's not about vindictiveness. It's about justice. I think he goes on offense, and I think it's time to basically have the military arrest the globalists. I'm serious, folks. I'm going to call for it when we come back.
Hello, everybody. My name is Charlie Sales. I'm a Vietnam veteran, harmonica player, vocalist, and blues songwriter. Now, I've been married, been homeless, every which way. But right now, I've hooked up a great record company. Not just me, a lot of musicians. You're going to like this. This message is brought to you by FetalRecords.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
We're live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. I'm your host, Alex Jones, best-selling author and former Army intelligence officer and really smart guy. James Wesley Rawls is our guest. This is a short segment. Again, we have a long segment coming up. Look, I know it's a military tactic and a historical tactic to demonize your enemy. And the enemies usually demonize you. So, you know, at least in the manifestation that they're involved in against you, it appears to be quite demonic. But when I sit here and say the globalists are an evil ideology that really is anti-human, just look at what they do. And they're really nasty, and they're really committed to what they're doing. And when I said earlier, it's really time if the grand juries won't act, and if we don't get Senator Sessions confirmed, which is a big signal that Trump's going after him, we're never going to rout all this. I mean, this isn't free speech. George Soros is a Nazi collaborator. By the way, we finally found, it's been gone for years. They took it off the web, his Nazi collaborator comments where he's proud of it and all the rest of it. We're going to play that coming up in the next segment. But what I'm getting at here is these are true criminals trying to overthrow the country and take our free speech. They've committed all these crimes. They stole the election from Bernie Sanders. They're trying to create race wars. The more cops have been executed in the last 24 hours. Black men just shooting cops that are, you know, riding tickets or changing tires. Again, more race war garbage. It's like at some point, I've always said a military coup is very dangerous. Look what happens in third world countries. We already have a globalist coup. And so all I'm saying is I don't shoot my mouth off. I don't talk about things like this unless I really mean it. We're in peril. And I think maximum offense is the way to take these people down, not just sitting here and letting them continue to bleed this country. Now, I want to give Trump time to get in. I want to see the grand juries go after folks. But, Mr. Rawls, what do you think?
Well, Alex, I have to agree with you that the globalists are truly evil. And at this point, they are truly desperate. And with the Trump election, we have forced them into a corner in that they only have a couple of possible solutions to salvage their agenda. And neither of those are very appealing. Those being global war or global economic collapse. But we've got to recognize that they're willing to take those steps to see their agenda fulfilled.
And that's what I'm saying. And they're so arrogant, they admit that. So we have to go after them then. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, when they're that evil, that craven, we really do need to go on the offensive. I think it's important that people be fully engaged politically, that they do their very best to speak out when they see this evil agenda. They need to do their best to support the Trump administration. And assuming that Trump does indeed surround himself with godly men and godly women in his cabinet, we need to give them our full support. But beyond that, I think it's important for us to have our own contingency plans that if the system is collapsed intentionally, we need to be positioned where we're well provisioned
to pick up the pieces.
It's only the people who are not worried about their next meal are out there. It's only going to be in a situation like that. It's only going to be those people who are going to be able to speak up. Everyone else is just going to be worried about feeding their families.
That's right. The enemy battle plan.
Starving to death or freezing to death. It's only the people who are well provisioned who are going to be in a position to help the political process to restore order if there's a crisis, if there's a collapse. So that makes it very, very important for people to be well prepared. And a lot of the products that you advertise there in your own store, I think, are good products for people to think about getting.
Well, I mean, I personally am ready. I mean, I wish this wasn't the case. We're about to go to break, but let me ask you this, and I want to come back and talk about what you see long term, regardless.
Sure.
I mean, obviously, you agree that we're in a crisis. We've got to get more serious. I don't want to sit here and escalate things, but they're clearly digging in and moving against us, and they're just so criminal. They're not allowed to just openly plot the overthrow of the country and criminal activity. This is sedition. If I was talking like this, I should be arrested.
Sure, certainly. The same level of preparedness that the New World Order crowd has taken should be what motivates us, because they have their deep underground bunkers in Lord knows where, whether it's New Zealand or wherever. We need to have our own countermeasures. We need to have our own security, our own steps.
Let's talk about that, James. When we come back, because I always ask the questions, I want you to go where you want to go with those wild cards. Talk about your latest book. And I want to talk about the elite are running to their bunkers. That's in the news. So doesn't that signify that even before Trump got elected, that they are actually running up the white flag to a certain extent?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made to store the love to eat. Yum!
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
We are go.
Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
Well, we've seen Dave Chappelle come out and support of Trump. He's saying, give the guy a chance. This stuff's made up. Now we have the BET founder. Says, give Trump a chance. Famous blacks are rejecting anti-Trump protests. Yeah, he had one of the, I saw this article yesterday, one of the highest ratings as seen as positive in BET polls a decade ago was Donald Trump. And now he's a racist. It's pure weaponization. Again, Kissinger's out saying, oh, Trump isn't beholden to anyone. We can really mold him. He's molded the American people. He's antithetical to your globalist system. I don't care if he meets with somebody like Kissinger or meets with Richard and Haas, who then attacked him 2 days later, 6 months ago. But they're not going to leave him alone if he brings them in to his operation. And he fundamentally knows that. And the Senator Sessions, Jeff Sessions, move to appoint him as the Attorney General if he makes confirmation. That'll be another race-baiting fest of disinfo. Signifies they're going after the Clintons. And that's what's got to be done. Look, I could play ball with these people. I was offered $3 million. And I was offered $10 million. Sounds like a lot. Doesn't sound like a lot now, does it? To go join the establishment, be a mainline right-wing talker, and they tell me what to say and what to do. You know what? No thanks. Oh, I could be accepted by the system. That's a joke. We're going to go back to our guest here in a moment. This is the house you built, the InfoWars listeners and viewers, and we have Black Friday specials running all this week. We are funded 70%+ by direct sales. We couldn't do this. We just went off sponsorship. I mean, we reached, again, like I told you, 85 million people just on videos election week. We were up to 28 million people a week tuning in one way or another. Now it's 40 million is our new basement. That's our new bottom. That really shakes up the system. And I'm great at reaching new people. You're great at reaching new people. You're the eyes and ears. You take action. I love you. I thank you. I cannot thank you enough. I cannot explain to you how you are the heart, the muscle, the brains, the sinew, the guts, the bones, everything. But we're not good at raising money. We bring in the money that a medium-sized newspaper does and do things that are just incredible. Because the mainstream media is just that bad. It's not that I'm that good. But our crew does an amazing job. We're running specials throughout this week. One of the specials is at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, BioPCA, which is the hair, nails, and skin formula. And some of our formulas have a high price tag, some of them a low price tag. It depends on if they're really good things for your body that are low price. We'll put out a very low-cost, high-quality supplement. 60 vegetarian capsules, BioPCA, and again, one of the things that's in it has higher levels. It's the collagen of stuff that has lower levels, and it's $45 for a bottle that just has a fancy glass container. And I've had so many marketers tell me, I don't ever go to marketing school or study into this, they go, listen, everybody charges five times more in supplements because people only care about the packaging and they care about the fact that it costs a bunch, so they think it must be good. Well, I'm not doing that. And I mean, look, I got to treat you like I want to be treated. So, yeah, we only make like $6 on a bottle of this, but it's a game changer and you'll want to order it over and over again. I'm not going to make it $50. When what's in the bottle costs us 10 bucks or whatever. I mean, I'm just not doing it. And this is a formula where it's not expensive to give you quality and game change. Take our BioPQQ, that's just one of the ingredients, systems to tell you how cutting edge we are with our DNA force. Once a year now, go to the doctor, get blood taken, get a checkup. You know, I'm 42 years old. It's the third time I've done it. And all these supplements they're selling up there, and it's a really nice place. And I noticed they were now selling BioPQQ for $200 a bottle, half the servings. By the way, that's a good deal at $200. A lot of places sell for $400, $500. We sell it for $134 DNA Force. Now, that's an expensive one. Anyways, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. It's not like we're not marking stuff up. There's $60 of stuff or $70, depending on which buy we do, in the bottle, and then we mark it up 100% to fund the operation. I mean, I'm not lying about that. It takes money to run this thing. I'm not marking it up five times or seven times. So we need your support, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And we couldn't do it without you, so I salute and want to thank you all. We also, speaking of third-party sponsors, we have the great folks from Solutions from Science. Solutions from Science is having a moving warehouse sale. Here are three reasons you should get one of their perfect power solar generator systems. It's the same one I have in my home, the top-of-the-line model. It's expandable, has a wind input, and even produces pure sine wave power. So you can run medical equipment, even military-grade electronics. Go to PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com. Save over 70% while supplies last. PowerGridChaos.com. They have a lot of other great units. And they've been a sponsor for 15 years, and we're just proud of them. Okay, I am done plugging. Please support our local affiliates as well. That is just as important as supporting this broadcast. That local station, don't just spread the word, folks. This is a war. And I think I just want to say this, something I want to say earlier. I've gone from thinking of most liberals as just kind of useful idiots that mean well and their controllers being evil, to understanding they're picking up the carrier wave of this thing. They're now synced in and really were battle-tested in this last election, even though they lost, to lie, to cheat, to steal, to be committed to fraud, to be committed to just mob psychology, and MSM pushing to shut down the new media because we're killing them. And so this is a war, people. And it means you do not spend money with the enemy. It means you expose the enemy. You start your own YouTube, your own Facebook, your own Twitter, because here's how we killed them. It wasn't Alex Jones or James Wesley Rawls or any of the bigwigs of this that did it overall. It was millions of you of every race, color, and creed showing up at Trump rallies, putting your own YouTubes up, talking about what you went through. Hispanics talking about being bullied by folks saying you better white professors, you better vote against Trump. This was America saying no to bullies and no to mind control. So I'm really proud of the country. We got the Soros clip coming up, but I want to now for about the next 10 minutes give our guest, former Army intelligence officer, best-selling author, James Wesley Rawls of SurvivalBlog.com, to get into whatever big subjects he's focused on, where he sees all this going, and what keeps him up at night. So thanks for joining us, James.
Thank you, Alex. I do want to emphasize to your viewers and listeners the importance of getting prepared, because we're living in pretty perilous times, and we do seem to be on the cusp of a major crisis, and I think it'll come shortly after Trump is elected, or shortly after he's seated in office. And we need to be ready for that. We only have a very short window of opportunity to prepare. And for all of your listeners who are heads of households, they have a responsibility to live up to provide for their families. And, you know, the multi-billionaires out there, the globalists, have unlimited resources to prepare, and they have their contingency plans. But even we, on very modest budgets, can take substantive steps to prepare for our families so that we can pull through this, so that we can be in a position to intervene when there is a crisis. Again, if you're starving, you're not part of the solution. You're part of the problem. So it's important that you be well prepared. You need a deep larder. You need to have those beans, bullets, and Band-Aids squared away. I've got to tell you, Alex, I have had a number of consulting clients over the last few months who are telling me that they're preparing to relocate this winter. In the dead of winter, they're planning to relocate to places like the American Redoubt, to places like the Cumberland Plateau in eastern Tennessee, to places like the West Texas Hill Country, and to places like the Four Corners region. And these are pretty serious people. Some of them are millionaires. In fact, one of them is even a billionaire himself, although he's always careful to point out that he's a single-digit billionaire.
Sure, James, let me add this point. While you're talking your own phone, you don't see it. We were showing mainstream news articles admitting that elites are moving to New Zealand, underground bunkers, building all these armored redoubts. So, and you're now bringing that up. What does that say about them, though? They're not that confident. Or is this confidence they're willing to put us into a global depression to get what they want?
Well, I think they can see that they are fomenting a crisis that's so big that it threatens to swallow them as well. That they're willing to crash the system, and they're willing to hunker in their bunker, as it were, if they can get their agenda successfully implemented, if they can get their global governance, if they can get their global currency. They're willing to do that. That shows you, but that shows you just how desperate they are. But they're very, you know, conniving, scheming individuals.
Sure, and as the world turns against them, Mr. Rawls, don't they see times on our side? They've now been identified. They always operated like nobody was listening to us. We're not caught flat-footed. We've exposed their entire system. We have affected the entire battle space.
Well, certainly. I think that we have exposed them and identified them by name at this point, the George Soroses of the world. And I'm sure they're feeling a little uncomfortable right now being named. I think that's one reason they do have their contingency plans to go scurry away if need be. But they're still very committed to their plans. They're, as I mentioned before, I think they're doubling down at this point to get their agenda. So it's important that we take our own steps, take our own countermeasures, and even on a modest budget, someone can get squared away with food storage, with water filtration, first aid, with nutraceuticals. The whole works on a pretty modest budget.
Well, plus with Agenda 21, if we can, pulling out of the cities the thing to do to begin with, to sap support from the central cities, which they admit under their agenda, is their whole program to collapse the rural area. We must countermeasure and go to rural areas to checkmate them and not comply now.
That's right. And I think the window of opportunity that we have for strategic relocation is likely to close sometime in the next year. Because once the system is collapsed, it simply won't be safe to be moving bag and baggage from place to place. You'll be lucky if you just get out of Dodge with one carload at that point.
And so, by the way, we've been so insulated in the West. Why don't you explain to people that there are over 30 countries right now in total collapse mode, places like Venezuela and others, and then others that are just in permanent stagnation like Cuba. I mean, this level of industrial civilization is very hard to maintain if you don't have a vibrant, growing economy and at least 2.1 children being born in every family.
Yes. We need to recognize that our opportunity exists to relocate now, but it may not exist in another 6 months or 12 months.
I agree, and my gut tells me
it could be reduced to third world living conditions in that period of time. If they crash the system, they crash the dollar through a credit collapse, and it could be something as simple as raising interest rates by 2 or 3%. Because at this point, the U.S. Debt is at a level where it's not sustainable.
Sure.
We
sure,
cannot service our debt if interest rates spike 2 or 3%. So something that simple could crash the whole system.
Sure. Let me pin you down on this. When is enough enough? Everybody knows I never call for shooting wars. I don't make big bravado statements about physical stuff. I'm all about information warfare. But when the communist Chinese are in hundreds of newspapers saying shut down patriots in America and buying up all six Hollywood production studios, and they're saying arrest Alex Jones, shut down Matt Drudge, just my basic instinct says we have to go on the offense. Well, this whole nightmare could end if we just had grand juries start indicting these people. There's only a couple hundred globalists, and I'm not looking to piss on them, but I'm sorry. My kids come first. It's not authoritarian when you declare war on someone and attack them that we, through the legal system, attack back. And I'm just saying now we have to really be honest. I'll just be honest. As long as he keeps the Bill of Rights and Constitution in place, if Trump encamps the first, third, and fourth army around the frickin' White House and starts having grand juries arrest 5,000 people, we need Nuremberg trials, and we need juries, and then we need frickin' public hangings, man. I'm serious. We need thousands of people to be hung from their necks until they're dead. I'm sorry. But I've got to be honest about what I really see politically here to not just sit here and watch these people pull all this crap anymore and radicalize Muslims. They killed 300,000 people, almost all of them Christians, as you know, in Syria. That's our government. That's the evil people running things. And so I just can't sit here while they're attacking us and put up with it anymore. What do you say to that?
Well, I agree. It is time to be on the offensive. We need to be proactive. We need to be vocal, but of course we need to protect our own privacy at the same time. So I think people should be very selective about when and where they do their fighting. People need to, if you're going to be in the public sphere, you need to do so in a way where you can maintain your privacy. That means letters to the editor. That means broadside campaigns. That means micro-broadcasting. There's all kinds of different things that people can do where they can be fully...
I agree. Micro-broadcasting is key. It's time to get aggressive, folks. You've got to get motivated like you're literally... Your life depends on it, because it does. You've got... Look what I've done in 20-something years. Look what James has done, reaching tens of millions. You've got to get aggressive, people. You have to take it personal that you're under attack. How do we get people out of their comfort zone? It's starting to happen, but just really feel it viscerally. Because I see it, I feel it. Man, I take it like somebody's punching me in the nose every morning. I'm pissed. How do we get that telegraphed to other people?
Well, we need to wake people up. There's still people who have never heard of your show, for example, or the alternative media that's out there. We need to wake up our friends, our neighbors, our relatives, our coworkers, our fellow church congregants, and get them fully informed and fully engaged in the process. Because without them, we really, you know, granted, 3% of the American population was actively involved in the war for independence, but it takes a lot of support. It takes a good chunk of the population alive, awake, aware, and
let's be honest, we have a lot of great veterans
like this.
Sure, let's be honest, we have a lot of great veterans. I'm going to skip this network break so we have more time. We have a lot of great veterans, but they're nothing compared to the French and Indian War veterans, all a bunch of badass mountain men who weren't trying to act tough, they just were. I mean, what a perfect generation to found this country.
Well, they were indeed, but we still have a lot of those same strengths written into our DNA. We still have a citizenry that's fairly intelligent, fairly healthy. Compared to third world standards, we're incredibly healthy. And we have a citizenry with the means. We actually have one of the wealthiest societies on the planet. We have a citizenry with the means to make a difference because we're not starving to death. If you look at most of the third world despotism that goes on, it's only successful because your average citizen is spending 99% of their time just worried about their survival.
And they do that by design, and they're trying to bring that system here to America and to Europe. And, I mean, how big a deal is it that Le Pen looks like she's going to probably win, Brexit, Russia pulling out? I mean, nationalism's rising worldwide, so you know, all these evil skeksis of the New World Order have got their work cut out for them.
They do indeed. The forces of freedom and liberty are on the rise. The powers that be, really, if they're not, they really should be quaking in their boots at this point, because the rise of nationalism is a natural reaction to the forced globalization that people saw happening. And the Brexit vote and the recent election of Trump, I think, are just prime examples that the citizenry is waking up.
They're weather vanes.
We are winning the information war. And we need to just press on. And again, we need to have contingency plans. We need to have those beans, bullets, and Band-Aids squared away. But please, folks, do not shy away from the political process, from public discourse, and from exposing and shaming the people who are attempting to enslave us.
James Leslie Rolls, our guest. This video clip I'm about to play from 60 Minutes is fair use to analyze it here, and I intend to legally fight for this if copyright claims are made by CBS and Viacom. This video is from 60 Minutes more than 15 years ago. It's George Soros in a 60 Minutes whitewash about how he was a Nazi collaborator. And he says in the video that he doesn't have any remorse of it. He's quite proud of himself, how he survived. I mean, he put a gun to my head and said, round up people and help us rob folks. We'll shoot you in the head. I'd say, pull the frickin' trigger. You know, and I've talked to all the folks who go, well, don't bash Soros. He had to do what he did to live. Though he got off on it. The guy is fundamentally evil. And so this clip has been taken off the web, and then suddenly it reappeared like a month ago. There's like 1.5 million views on this one YouTube channel. So I'm very glad somebody dug it up, somebody found it. But there's actually two interviews. We haven't found the other one where he was on another channel, and it was like, I'm quite proud I survived. So this is the weird freak that is behind so much of what we deal with. And that's all I'm saying. We don't want nuclear war. We don't want world collapse. We don't want it. We don't want it. You committed crimes. And look, Trump, I'm not going to tell any big secrets here, because I haven't been given any secrets, but I'm synced in. It's common sense. Trump's waiting to get in, and he understands he has to go after these people. And they're going to demonize him and fight him on every front. We're going to have to support him. But if the Attorney General, like Sessions, you better believe he's delivering. And again, I only talk about things like this that, quite frankly, put myself in major danger with the powers that be, because it's the truth. And I cannot sit here and lie to you folks. We cannot sit here and watch these people commit more crimes and fund more cop killing and just all this evil. We just cannot be part of it. And I will not sit here. I will not sit here and call for half measures anymore. We can mop these people up very, very quickly. You got free speech all day long, folks. I'm a big libertarian. You're a foreign globalist trying to overthrow our country, trying to burn cities. You need to be in the bottom of the jail. Here's George Soros.
These are pictures from 1944 of what happened to George Soros' friends and neighbors.
You're a Hungarian Jew who escaped the Holocaust by posing as a Christian.
Right.
And you watched lots of people get shipped off to the death camps.
Right. I was 14 years old. And I would say that that's when my character was made.
In what way?
That one should think ahead, one should understand and anticipate events, and one is threatened. It was a tremendous threat of evil. I mean, it was a very personal experience of evil.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right. Yes.
I mean, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult?
Not at all. Not at all. Maybe as a child you don't see the connection, but it created no problem at all.
No feeling of guilt?
No.
For example, that I'm Jewish, and here I am watching these people go, I could just as easily be there, I should be there, none of that.
Well, of course, I could be on the other side, or I could be the one from whom the thing is being taken away. But there was no sense that I shouldn't be there, because that was... Actually, funny way, it's just like in markets, that if I weren't there, of course I wasn't doing it, but somebody else would be taking it away anyhow.
Pure evil.
Whether I was
now, that's a whole whitewash, okay? That's a whole whitewash there. He went around and helped round up thousands of people, stole hundreds of millions of dollars, reportedly, and then sent all their debts. And the big truth was there were a bunch of Jews like him that would even get Jews to pay them to get out, and they would take the money. Madeleine Albright's father was 20 times, 30 times, I mean, bigger than Soros, rounding up people, robbing Jews, and he was a Jew. So these are really evil people. James Lindsay Rawls, I want to go to break you 5 more minutes. I know you've got to go. I want to talk about your latest book and where you show this going. But in 30 seconds, what do you make of that Soros clip? He doesn't want anybody to see that.
Well, it certainly shows just how truly despicable, how truly evil people like Soros are, and why we need to be aware, on guard, and we need to be proactively countering.
That's right. Stay there. Because all he said was, I chose to be the winner. I sided with the Nazis. See how psychopathic that is? I mean, this guy stands for nothing. He stands for nothing. He thinks we're weak. Because we stand for something.